Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We have our own Buster that we like to call in times of need. And this feels a little bit like that, even though the Giants have a winning record. So we'll get back to your calls shortly, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs. But joining us on the River Islands guest line, none other than Buster Olney of ESPN. Hey, Buster, what's going on? Thanks for doing it.
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for calling me. I mean, I would totally understand if your priority was Buster Posey. You know, that. I can't tell you how many times I've had people, you know, introduce me as Buster Posey, you know, or come up to me and say, "Hey, Buster, you know, it's great," and and refer to me as Buster Posey. He's the best Buster.
In certain things, I think that you've got maybe a little bit more personality on the radio. Just saying.
Yeah, that's so funny that you say it that way. You know, I'm not going to use the name of the person. I once did an interview with someone on my podcast who's pretty famous, and I realized one question in my interview that the person thought that I was Buster Posey. And I told Buster this story. Like, the person clearly only agreed to it because he thought I was Buster Posey, and I got done the interview. I was trying to structure my questions in a way that wouldn't expose the fact that this very famous person didn't know that he was talking to me. And when I told Buster the story, of course, the funniest thing was the idea that Buster Posey would have a podcast. That was probably the craziest idea in the whole thing.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And I'm not going to ask the obvious follow-up, even though you do realize this is where everyone listening, their mind just went to was, who was the person?
Right.
Who was the person?
There will be a day when I will tell you, but now is not the time.
All right, fine. Then I'll ask it this way. Who is the person that might, I don't know, get a hit for the Giants? What about that, Buster?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, they're in an interesting spot because when you look at the teams in National League West, man, you know, there are some serious issues going on with these teams where, you know, the Padres just don't have that much depth. And so when they lose a Michael King to a shoulder issue, that is a huge deal. They don't really have the capability to fill that in. We had the Dodgers last weekend on Sunday Night Baseball. We have them again this week on Sunday Night Baseball. Their pitching is in tatters right now. Besides the days that Yoshinobu Yamamoto throws, they got a million guys in the injury list. No one's going to feel sorry for them. Every day, Dave Roberts is essentially looking for 27 outs from whoever can pitch for him. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, their bullpen has been completely messed up by key injuries that they've had. They're kind of getting knocked around, which is why the Giants, I keep on thinking that they are probably in the best position among these four teams to figure it out because the solutions are there. But, you know, Willie Adames, Matt Chapman, et cetera, they just have to hit better.
Yeah, and the solution is maybe the most frustrating part, Buster, because they could be doing even better considering what's going on all around them. When you look at just Willie Adames and Matt Chapman, is this a regression to the mean, or are they just really struggling out of the gate?
Well, when it comes to Adames, the thing that jumps out at me, you know, just looking at his numbers, is that his batting average and balls in play is down significantly by 30 points. So there's a suggestion, and I'm not going to, you know, pretend to you guys that I've seen every one of his plate appearances this year, but there certainly is a suggestion in that number that he's hitting in a lot of bad luck, and then as time goes on, you know, that'll stabilize. I mean, you don't expect him to hit 208 all year. You know, with Matt Chapman, through the course of his career, you've seen some ups and downs. You know, there are times when he was with the Blue Jays when he really struggled. There were times last year when he was great. I just think that there's some players who are streaky and some are not. And I'm assuming at some point he'll work his way out of it. But, you know, if you're the 2025 Giants, the big question is when.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then I think the other big offensive question, and I know that first base is not what it used to be, where there was always a bopper over there, but a lot of fans are wondering what is the fix with not only the lack of production from Lamont Wade, but there's this wooing and wanting for Bryce Eldridge to be ready. He's only 20 years old. But how do you see the Giants playing that position as they keep it in play for him, even though he's not ready?
So I absolutely, and I've had no conversations with Buster about this, so I'm not going to pretend I know, you know, who exactly is on his radar. The idea that he would call up a young player and put the weight of the needs for the team on a rookie, that's just, I just don't see him doing that. I think it's more likely that they'll look for some kind of a stabilizing force in their lineup. And a guy who jumps out to me, who I would assume is going to be made available this summer, is Ryan O'Hearn of the Baltimore Orioles. You know, they are, the Orioles are the biggest disappointment in baseball. They're what, like 18 games under 500. It's not happening for them. There's an assumption with other teams that at some point they're going to become sellers in a really, really thin trade market. They're very few. The American League is such a morass of mediocrity. With at the start of the day, 11 teams had at least a 17% chance of making the playoffs. That there are probably a lot of American League teams that should sell that are not going to. And it's going to be a lot like last summer, where there are probably going to be a lot of teams that will hang on to players and very few available guys in the market. Ryan O'Hearn to me would be a nice fit. You know, because he's got experience, he could hold down the position. It wouldn't take a massive return to get him in a deal. That's one interesting name, and others will emerge here as we go along, get closer to the trade deadline.
Do you see the Giants acting well ahead of the trade deadline? We're still 2 months away, and it seems like the offensive problems aren't going away. Might you see Buster, not you, Buster, but the other Buster, be a little bit of an early aggressive GM in his first time going through it?
You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because, I mean, the way the sport has evolved is that you have so many front offices that are steeped in analytics and that dictate so much of what they do. And it's like being at a poker table where everyone folds unless they have an ace and a king, right? I mean, they're incredibly conservative when it comes to making trades. A team that has stood out the last couple of years and separated themselves with the Kansas City Royals. Like, they've been aggressive, and they've been aggressive early, and it's paid off. Last year, you know, they shocked the world making the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they're aggressive again this year. And I think my instinct is that Buster's going to be in the same, cut in the same cloth, that he's not just going to focus on every nickel of value. You know, whether it's acquiring a player or, you know, what he's going to give up. Not that he's going to go out and make reckless trades, but I could easily see him being, you know what, right now with the offense struggling, with opportunities right in front of us because the Dodgers are so banged up and the Padres are so banged up and the Diamondbacks pitching hasn't come together, you know, now's the time. If you told me that at the end of June that he had gotten some help in the trade market, that would not be a surprise to me.
Buster Olney, ESPN, joining us, Willard and Dibs. Buster, I'm still not over yesterday yet, and I sort of, when I talk to you, I'm like, you watch every at-bat of every game. At least it seems that way. But what I'm referring to is the fact that down by one in the eighth inning with runners at second and third and less than two outs. The Giants yesterday elected to have a hitter at the bottom of their order bunt, not once, but twice. You mentioned the word analytics, and I feel like analytics did away with that. But then here the Giants are doing. What does that say to you when a team decides to do that with one of their hitters in 2025?
Well, and it's hard for me to give you because I don't know, and I just covered long enough to know that in those times, you know, the hitter could get a signal essentially like, do what you can to drive in the runner or, you know, to drive in the runner from third. And if you have a hitter at the plate who doesn't have a lot of confidence, that could manifest in a lot of different ways. I was watching that when that was happening, and that was a real shock to me that that played out the way that was. But I couldn't give you a judgment about, you know, decision-making by the hitter or Bob Melvin without talking to those two guys.
In general, it seems like the three true outcomes have never been more prevalent. I was doing some of the math, and it's 33% walk or strikeout or home run.
Yeah.
Have we gotten to a spot where we need to find a way to engineer more at-bats where guys just, I don't know, try to get a base hit?
I would love to see it, but here's the deal. The chase for extreme velocity is not going away. The reason why we're having three true outcomes more than ever is because you have more guys throwing harder than ever. I haven't updated this, but I was looking at it, I want to say about a month ago, and there were, at that time, I think about 80 pitchers with average fastball velocities at 96 or above. I mean, it's just crazy how hard guys throw now. And that obviously makes it harder to put the ball in play. Hitters, you know, as they do their off-season work, unless you're Luis Arraez, you know, who basically hits for average, unless you're Chandler Simpson, the great speedster who's going to steal 100 bases one year in the big leagues, plays with the Rays now, everyone else seems to be looking to do damage. And here's the thing, you know, Aaron Judge is having this unbelievable season, hitting .391. He's going to flirt with .400 at a time when his average is about 150, 160 points higher than anybody in his league, which really tells you, you know, it's so difficult to hit in this era that's why when I saw that sequence yesterday, my first thought was, man, the guy at the plate just does not have confidence that he's going to put the ball in play, and he was doing everything he could. And apparently he's a good bunter, you know, doing everything he could to get the runner in from third base.
Yeah, I get it. By the way, speaking of, like, if there's anything going well, bats-wise with the Giants, maybe it's their young left fielder who made the All-Star team as a rookie in Elliot Ramos. What do you see as his ceiling? Could he actually someday be seen as a star in this league?
I think he could be a really good player. I would say that just having – and look, I hear compliments from him. I remember talking to Dave Roberts about him, the Dodger manager. He had great things to say. Mike Schilt, the Padres manager. But I really do think that when we look at Giants hitters, that because of where they play, that it's just a different bar. Like if you're the Giants and you have a guy who hits .280 – that's like somebody else hitting .320 for another team just because of the ballpark factors. And not only in San Francisco, but I think in the other ballparks in the division. I was having a conversation with an executive of an American League team today, and he was talking about, you know, the difference of hitting in the National League West and how, generally speaking, it's so much more challenging than any other place. So I mean, to do what you're doing, I think, is impressive.
Well, that's a huge statement considering Coors Field and Arizona are in this division.
Yes. Well, and it's so funny. It's almost like when people talk about the National League West, they don't count the Rockies.
Right.
And they don't count because they're so bad. And they haven't hit double digits in win yet this season.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They could be historically bad, not only in winning percentage, but also run differential. I kind of get a secret joy out of tracking the epically bad teams. But Buster, what you were saying about the ballpark, is that something that becomes preventative to attracting free agents and something that the other Buster may need to address at some point?
It absolutely is a factor. You know, just talking with agents, and look, no one's ever going to say it out loud because they're going to want as much leverage as possible. So when a guy hits the market, he's going to say out loud to reporters, you know, I'm open to all offers. That's what Juan Soto said right after the World Series last year. But the reality is different than that. You're going to, I mean, that's why the Colorado Rockies will never attract a high-end starting pitcher. And they haven't signed anyone of note, really, since Mike Hampton 25 years wow. ago. I think in some respects, the Giants are in a better position to build a team like they have this year, where you have really good pitching and it fosters that. But yeah, drawing in a position player is absolutely more difficult.
Buster, you made an interesting comment earlier with regard to the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants and how the Giants, based on the challenges each are facing, might be in the best position of the three to handle it. It leads me to this. What's the national perspective on this team? Do people feel like this is a good team and this is real, or this is just a moment in time that's going to go away?
No, I think they think it's real. I know from talking with folks with other teams because of how good the pitching is. And when you look at the way the rotation's playing out, look, I mean, the Dodgers are a classic example of this, where they have a ton of guys on the injured list. The Padres with their rotation so banged up. You have teams like Kansas City and like San Francisco. When you
ready to level up, Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Generally speaking, have had stability within the rotation. That's a separator. I mean, there's just not a lot of teams with that dynamic right now. Yeah. Now, I think everyone wondered coming into the year, and everyone loves Willy Adames. They talk about what a great clubhouse guy is. He obviously had a terrific year last year with the Milwaukee Brewers. Do people look at him as being an elite offensive player, you know, along the lines of a Soto, Judge, Otani? No, but there's an assumption that he's going to do better than what he's done to this point. I think the same is true with Matt Chapman. It's part of the reason why I think people think that, they will be in the race. The one thing I would say about that, though, is the National League is so stacked that there inevitably is going to be two or three really good teams, maybe teams that would win a division in the American League, who are not going to make the playoffs because you've got in the East, you've got the Mets and you've got the Phillies. The Phillies right now look like the best team in baseball. The Braves just got back Ronald Acuna Jr. In the Central, you have the Cubs. Kyle Tucker's really augmented their offense. There are a lot of really good teams in the National League, and some of them are just not going to be playing in October.
The Giants are outside looking in on the playoffs right now. I mean, I think is the first time in a long time that we've been able to say that based on the standings.
Well, and I'd say this too. I don't think anybody's in a position in the West that's going to run and hide. Look, the Dodgers, no one's going to feel sorry for them because they have the $500 billion payroll and they've got, three Hall of Famers at the top of their lineup, and they might have enough offense to create a margin for error that will allow them to work past this. But when you look at the nature of their pitching issues, there's not a guarantee that that's all going to get sorted out.
Huh.
You know, their dream, I saw Ohtani throw at Citi Field the other day. Their dream scenario is that he joins them sometime around the All-Star break. You know, Blake Snell, their hope is about the same time, Tyler Glasnow. But you guys know Glasnow's injury history is long. Blake Snell has a shoulder issue. Those are things that, you know, setbacks are very easy to do. And if they got 60 innings this year out of Ohtani, I think they would be thrilled. And because, I mean, it never happens the way that it is right now. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, despite all the money spent on that rotation, they lead the majors in bullpen innings. That's typically the Rockies or the White Sox or really bad teams that are in that are doing that. And they're usually, when you have a team using their bullpen that much, there usually is a toll in the second half.
No doubt.
It's why today they picked up Alexis Diaz from the Cincinnati Reds.
Right. Yeah. No, the Giants have been, you know, one of those teams in recent years just because of the way they kind of manage the whole thing. And it does feel like they run out of gas sometimes in August and September. Buster, great stuff. We love having you. Thank you so much.
All right. Always fun to talk with you guys.
Yep.
Thanks,
yep.
Buster.
You too. There he goes. Buster Olney, the other Buster, as he likes to call himself, right here on Weathered and Dim.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.